Red Riding Hood. Once upon a time, in a forest in California, lived a boy named Red Riding Hood. One day, his mother told him that he was going to bring his grandfather a box of cookies. Red Riding Hood took the box, put it in a basket, and went away. Passing along the road, he noticed that the bridge to go to his grandfather's house was under construction, and the only way was going through the wolf's path. The way of the wolves was very dangerous. Advancing along the path of the wolf, he found a cabin. It was raining and he was tired. So he stopped to rest. Every time it rained more. Red Riding Hood was afraid, but he had to move forward. 5 minutes after leaving, the cabin was struck by a lightning. It was good that he was out, and an hour later, the Red Riding Hood arrived in front of his grandfather's house. When he was going to knock on the door, he saw a wolf. Desperately, Red Riding Hood knocked again. Since the grandfather did not open, he ran out into the forest. He ran as fast as he could. Later, he lost the sight of the wolf. He wanted to come back, but he didn't know where it was. He was lost. What could the poor boy do? He was sad. He was wet, lying on the floor. Will he see his mother again? After a very sad moment, the Red Riding Hood regained his breath and tried to find somewhere he knew. He found a red, large, yellow and cozy house. In a second, the Red Riding Hood recognized the place. It was his aunt's house. He knocked on the door. "Aunt!" cried the Red Riding Hood. "Open the door!" His aunt heard him and opened the door. "Red Riding Hood, what are you doing here?" "I went to my grandfather's house to bring him some cookies because he's not feeling well and I want to be with him. But on the way, I met a wolf and I started running and got lost. But in the end, I found your house." "Really?" asked his aunt. "If you want, I'll go with you." "Please," said the Red Riding Hood. "I don't want the wolf to eat me." And so it was. They went on their way to their grandfather's house. On the way, they found a river and some water, because they were very tired and thirsty. Then they continued walking. When they arrived, they didn't knock the door because Red Riding Hood's aunt had the keys. "Grandpa, hello, are you here?" said the Red Riding Hood. Hey, Red Riding Hood, Grandpa said. While they were giving them the cookies, the wolf was out of the house. A hunter saw him and wanted to shoot him. But he indignantly hit the window of his grandfather's house and broke the glass. The wolf came in through the window and they ran out the door. The grandfather could not run and hid in the closet of his house. Red Riding Hood and her aunt were side by side running chase the wolf. "Aunt, I have an idea. We can go to my house. I have a carrier for my cat. We can put the wolf and give it to the hunter." "That's a very good idea," said the aunt. And so they did. They went to Red Riding Hood's house and took the cat carrier. "Red Riding Hood," said the mother, "what are you doing with that wolf? And what is the aunt doing here?" "Wolf, beautiful, come here," said the aunt. The wolf was going to attack her, but she opened the cat's carrier and in time put him inside. He went for a fur. "Thank you very much for catching this beast," said the hunter. "You're welcome," aunt said. "Well, I'll go to Grandpa's house to tell him that he can come out of the closet." "Goodbye, aunt." "Goodbye, Red Riding Hood." A while later, Red Riding Hood was playing parchis with his friend Alex. While they were playing, there was a knock on the door. Red Riding Hood did not hear and did not open. opening the door would be the worst thing that could happen to him in his life. The end.